we're going to end the work week on a beautiful note weather-wise. Oh, man, it's not a cloud out there. Beautiful blue skies. Going to be a nice day. Good morning. Eric Carpenter here. This is KCVL, KCRK. I am having a real hard time wrapping my, my mind around the fires there in Maui, Hawaii. Several years, I walked up and down the streets right where the fires have swept and destroyed some really beautiful old buildings. That is a disaster. And those fires aren't done yet, but just hard to believe. People scrambling, jumping into the ocean, trying to get away from the oncoming fire. Something you really want to think about when we talk about fire safety and what can happen. And if you get the right wind conditions, of course, it was a hurricane to the south that really blew the winds there at Maui. But it's going to be a generation before things are cleared up there. Years ago, we had stayed at a place there in Maui, and then a hurricane came through couple years later and caused a lot of damage. And it was probably 10-12 years after the hurricane we went back to there again, and the place that was damaged by the hurricane was still in about the shape it was after the hurricane. It takes very remote areas there, and they take a long time to do any kind of repairs or changes. So certainly going to change the tourism aspect of Maui. We talked with Chewelah's mayor, Greg McCunn, a couple of different topics. A recent survey asked what people wanted to see happen in Chewelah. Here's a update with the mayor.
I'm Gregory McCunn, and it's just a really cool time for Chewelah. You know, things are really changing. We've got a lot of economic vitality kind of popping up, which is ironic, kind of counterbalance to the recession we're probably in, and lots of optimism about future. It's a good time. There's bumps in the road, but by and large, it's just a really good time. We've got Larry Fetter, grew up here, lifeguarded at the pool. And then he moved away after going to Eastern Washington. He spent 30 years in the parks and rec of various cities and towns. A few of those, he was a director. So he was director of Mercer Island Parks and Rec, ended his career in Hermiston. He's just done brilliant work for Parks and Rec. So he's leading a Parks and Rec steering committee of about 20 community leaders, all citizens, a couple council members. And they got a grant for a Parks and Rec and Outdoor Spaces planning process. And they're about halfway through that process right now. So that's the whole comprehensive scoping work that, if successful, would result in a potential Parks and Rec district. And that group had kind of prioritized, along with a survey that was out there, what are the top three things people want? And at the top of that list, across all of it, we had 800 respondents to the survey, which is like record breaking. Everybody wanted an aquatic center. That's what you're hearing about. Their top priority was an aquatic center. Long-term game and a very high target, but for a community that built a ski hill, built a golf course, and most recently opened up Gold Hill, which is buying a mountain for mountain biking, got some accomplishments to justify big goals. So, and I guess the other kind of fun thing going on, it's little but very cool, is the Ski Hill donated 10 of their old lift chairs to Chewelah, and those are being converted as part of our economic development group design committee. They're building city park benches out of the ski lift chairs so we can kind of continue to improve our branding as a ski town. So that's going to be kind of fun.
All right. We're going to talk to the mayor some more next week, talking about that community reader board, city not allowing it in the park. Also, We're going to talk a little bit about that behavioral health facility. All right. We really don't want to admit it, but, you know, summer is starting to wind down, and it's time of the year you're going to start preserving your crops. One thing to keep in mind is canning safety. Linda Teller, WSU Extension Office here in Colville, inviting you to test your canning gear.
We're doing canner lid testing. I just should emphasize how important it is to test your canner lid gauge every year, because the gauges go off, and then you might think that you're preserving your food safely, but you're not. So we are doing canner lid testing events. One at the Farmers Market booth in Colville on August 12th and September 9th. Also at the Chihuahua Farmers Market booth on August 25th and September 22nd. They only need to bring their lid from their canner or just the gauge, but it's also good to have the lid checked out for all of its seals and the vent pipe and all that. It's free. And if you can't make it to one of our dates, then you can bring it into the office Monday through Thursday, 8 to 4. You just need to make sure that Linda is in the office, because I'm the only one that is certified to test them.
All right. You want to get a certified test there of that canner gauge, and good to have the lid checked, too. Give Linda a call at the office if you'd like more information, 509-684-2588. But they will be down at the Colville Farmers Market this Saturday.
Get ready for the momentous summer sales event at Adams Tractor. For a limited time, we're slashing prices on our complete line of Gravely mowers. Whether you need a residential, commercial, zero-turn, or walk-behind mower, we've got you covered. And the savings, they're out of this world. Enjoy discounts of up to $1,000 off. Don't miss out on this incredible opportunity to transform your lawn. Visit Adams Tractor's new location in Colville today and make your summer momentous. Adams Tractor, your trusted partner for all your Gravely lawn needs.
Big ribbon-cutting event earlier this week, Northeast Washington Health Facility here in Colville. A lot of county leaders, state representatives, one of our legislators, Jacqueline Maycomer, had some comments about that project.
The best part about it is all local sourcing. We have local contractors and we have local CLT, and Vaughan timber is the best timber, as you know. And so that's what it is. It's all about local jobs and investing back into our community. And that was the point of going into legislature and the things and the opportunities that we bring back to our community. This was community centered, and we were just here to kind of help it along. And that's what it's all about, is helping everybody who lives here and wants to grow up here and raise their next family, that they have the opportunities. So from the jobs all the way to fruition, it's just an honor to be a part of it. It's reinvesting. It's reinvesting dollars that are about us, about making sure that everyone has health care. That's a huge thing. I mean, we talk about driving to Spokane, you know, to get health care. And I grew up here. I know. But right now you have physicians here. You have doctors here. You can get your medications here. And that's what it's all about. And then when you have that, your children get to stay, right? That next generation gets to stay and have their families because these investments were made. So I'm very excited about this. And yes, it is one of the most beautiful buildings that I have seen across the state, and it was built with local Stevens County communities. So we have seven counties in the 7th District, and Representative Kretz and Senator Shelley Short and I have been working hard to make those investments in our community and really invest in the 7th District's future and that next generation, making sure we have that agriculture, that water, fire protection, and health care, and that's what it's all about.
All right, Northeast Washington Health, that facility, huge project, $10.5 million project. $1 million was provided by Stevens County with ARPA funds.
It's Saunders Furniture's biggest sale in their 29-year history. And it's a sale like no other. A limited-time opportunity to save big on brand new arrivals and all the essentials. Here's the news. Saunders Furniture's buying staff has diligently worked to bring the Tri-County and Spokane County areas the best deals and selection from the World Furniture Market. And now they're back from market, and it's time for the inventory reduction sale to make room for the new selection coming in. The IRS sale is an especially great time to get a new recliner, sofa, sectional, or mattress of any size. You'll discover exclusive styles, top brands, and customer favorites you won't find anywhere else, and up to 65% off store-wide. Plus, with your good credit, you can purchase all the furniture, mattresses, and accessories you deserve with no money down, no interest, or financing charges for 12 full months. Inventory reduction sale going on now at Saunders Furniture.
A multi-vehicle early morning fatality on 395. This just north of Loon Lake. Let's get information from the State Patrol.
The collision happened at 0035 hours, so 12:35 a.m. at 395 and Agar Road, which is mile post 192.1. So basically Loon Lake is at 1 mile north of Loon Lake. Vehicle one driven by a Tyler D. Phillip, next of kin, was notified. His vehicle was southbound State Route 395 at Agar in the northbound lane. Vehicle 2 was northbound State Route 395 in the northbound lane. Vehicle 1 struck Vehicle 2 head-on in the northbound lanes. So basically, Mr. Phillip was driving the wrong way. He's a resident of Kettle Fall. He was pronounced dead at the scene. There is alcohol suspected. And then the other driver, 26-year-old Jaden M. Stevens, and she was life-flighted to Sacred Heart. I don't know what her condition is right now. There's no charges because obviously the causing driver is deceased. And then the cause we wrote down as reckless driving at this point. He was reported driving erratically prior to the collision and then was going the wrong way on the highway. Road was open at 1:20. Everything was open up.
All right. Again, the driver of the one vehicle was life-flighted to Spokane. That accident about 1 mile north of Loon Lake by Agar Road. They're on 395. Starting today, the Colville National Forest entering a stage one fire restriction. This order necessary to protect public health and safety due to the elevated fire dangers, the potential depletion of fire suppression resources, and prevent a fire from happening. Building, maintaining, attending, or using a fire, campfire, or stove fire, including charcoal or any other open flame, except within a campfire ring established by the Forest Service, is prohibited. You don't want to be driving in the forest. Your vehicle could well start a fire. Smoking, except within an enclosed vehicle or building, or a designated campground, or in an area at least 3 feet in diameter that is barren and cleared of all flammable material. Welding or operating acetylene or other torches with open flame prohibited. And again, if you are using a motor vehicle off of the Forest Systems road and trails, you need to be traveling over bare soil. Don't want to be starting a fire. Human-caused fires, preventable. We all need to be aware of that. Again, stage one fire restrictions going into effect today. Tomorrow, Saturday, it is the Garlic Fair up at China Bend Winery. The Garlic Fair, where garlic is king. It's $10 admission for this event, noon till 5. Live music with Murphy's Law. Gourmet foods, arts, crafts, lots of garlic. That going on tomorrow at China Bend Winery. And the Washington State Patrol, they are conducting traffic and safety emphasis patrols. Those started yesterday and run through August 20th. WSU students are returning to Pullman for the fall semester. The Whitman and Adam counties, Grant and Kittitas County districts, they are focusing on speeding, distracted, impaired driving, and other collision-causing violations. Speeding still remains the major cause of collisions across the street. The District 4, Whitman and Adams County, their fatality collisions are up 93% this year compared to last year. So WSU students returning to campus, State Patrol Emphasis Patrol, particularly running through August the 20th.
A forest health message to all timber landowners. Insects, disease, and suppressed stands of timber have created an unhealthy forest environment that is susceptible to wildfire. Forest health is a concern to our community and to us at Vaughan Brothers Lumber. To discuss the possible options available for your timberland, call our experienced forestry team at 509-684-5071 for a free on-site consultation or look us up on the web at www.vaughanbrothers.com.
Drew Locke threw a pair of touchdown passes, including a 19-yard strike. Late in the third quarter, got that pass to Jake Bobo. Seahawks beating Minnesota 24-13, the preseason opener for both teams. Starting quarterback Geno Smith, he was a spectator for last night's game, along with most of the starters for both teams. Locke showed that the Seahawks can be comfortable about their backup. He completed 17 of 24 passes for 191 yards. Good start for the preseason for the Hawks. Coming up next Saturday, it is going to be the Seahawks taking on Dallas. That'll be in Seattle. The Mariners, they open a home series with the first-place Baltimore Orioles tonight. Pre-game starts at 6, first pitch at 7:10. That'll be on 92.1 KCRK. The Mariners, they're going into tonight's game with a 7-game winning streak. Today's local weather forecast brought to you by Lawson Truck and Repair. They're at 2190 North Highway 395 in Colville. They are your specialist in truck repair and tune-ups for all of your logging and commercial truck needs. Give Jim and Larry Lawson a call, 509-684-2531, just up the highway from Colville toward Kettle Falls. Oh, beautiful sunshine today, expecting 86 for a high. Sunny over the weekend, 88 Saturday, 92 Sunday. All next week, hardly a cloud expected. It's lots of sunshine every day. Ooh, it's going to be hot. Monday, 98 degrees, 100 on Tuesday, 97 Wednesday, 95 on Thursday. Lawson Truck and Repair, they'll give you expertise on any new truck you want. Save time. Give them a call. Jim and Larry Lawson, 509-684-2531. No wind in the valley. The barometer back up at 30.10. Starting the morning off, 59 degrees here at the radio station, 29 past 7. Eric Carpenter with you. This is KCVL, KCRK. Let's check in with Uncle Otis.
Now, time for another Otis Advisory.
Now, stop me if this is something you think you've heard at the misogynist parlor. Goes something like this.
Help, help me, Uncle Otis. I'm gender neutral Barbie. And look, there's nothing under the hood. No spark plug, no water pump, no accessories, no pirate's booty. I've been double dipped. Do I shave or braid my underarms? Who made me like this?
But then gender-neutral Barbie met Popeye the Sailor Man. They shared a toy box together. Popeye helped clear away the fog when he whipped out his brand statement. "I am what I am," said Popeye. "Don't skew, commit," he advised. "Honey, you just need a little cowboy therapy once you figure out who gets to hold the rope." "Oh, thank you, Popeye. I was feeling like a box of free kittens out here. I didn't know if I should go to the barbershop or get a Brazilian blowout. I wanted the concierge experience, but I just didn't know how to ask." So, Barbie finally did update her privates policy, thanks to Popeye the Sailor Man, and now probably has the itch if you've got the scratch. Anyway, if you still need help with which end goes up, just ask the Bachelorette. Hell, they've been making it work both ways there for years. This, your Uncle Otis, a false and dangerous narrative, and I'll see you at the Peace March.